Hello, mixed nutcases. This is Nukchas, and this is day 25 of the dog days of podcasting. If you were listening yesterday, I wonder if you noticed that the file that was supposed to come out from me was somebody else. Yeah, if you're not listening to the dog days of podcasting feed, you may have missed yesterday's episode. If you want to go find that, just go to the feed, the blog at nimlas.org, and you can get the episode by clicking on the link in there. Or if you are a Patreon patron, it should have been in your RSS feed. And if you're listening to the Dog Days feed, you just heard it show up on Joe's feed. We decided to be a little silly today. I'm actually recording this on the 24th, because tomorrow I'm going to be driving up to North Bay for a Kenshu, that's an Aikido seminar, and I am leaving super, super early because it's a 3-hour drive, and I'm going to have a whole day there, and then I think we're coming back tomorrow night, so I just kind of don't want to have to worry about posting tomorrow, so I'm going to get this all recorded and set up. So, yeah. Anyway. We are being all sorts of silly. So tonight I want to talk about this series called Borderline, and I don't know if this is available in US Netflix. It was on Canadian Netflix, and it originally airs in the UK. It's called Borderline. If you are a fan of The Office, you will totally dig this. It's about a small customs agency in a small airport. And, it's got everything that you would expect, especially if you're a fan of The Office. You know, you've got the romantic tension between two coworkers. You've got the boss who tries so hard to get everybody to like them. And you've got the slightly sycophantic, socially awkward, underling, except each of these characters are their own, and they are not actually rips of anyone in The Office, which is great. When you start out the series, you're thinking, okay, I don't like this person, I don't like that person, but I kind of like this person, and I kind of like that person. And then as you watch it, you realize those people that you didn't think you liked, you actually start to care about more. And then the people that you thought you liked, well, maybe they're a little more shallow than you thought. And you realize, maybe I actually like these weird, socially awkward people that don't know what they're doing. But it's a lot of fun. It's a, you know, it's a 22-minute episode show, light comedy, a little bit of awkwardness, but nothing to the point of, I really don't like embarrassment humor. When characters are getting embarrassed or going through something so awkward, it's embarrassing. I feel awkward and uncomfortable, and I can't stand that. This does not have that. One of the problems I had with the UK Office is it felt like everything was kind of mean-spirited, and there was quite a bit of that awkwardness that I just couldn't take. I think it's one of the reasons why I really don't like the long, drawn-out jokes, because then I suddenly start to feel awkward, and I do not like that. This does not have that. It's got some nice secondary characters. It's light, it's fun, and you know, it touches on some interesting topics, which I dig. And for, you know, a British show, it's kind of cool that it's not an all-white cast. So kudos there. So instead of giving you a stale sandwich out of a vending machine or an airport lounge, we're going to give you some nice chips and curry from a food truck or a van that you might get before going into the airport, which would be absolutely delicious, because everybody knows that food out of trucks and vans, they just taste delicious. I don't know why. There's something about maybe the fact that they're constantly reusing grease that the fries just taste better, or chips, as it were. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.